The call is officially being recorded. Officially being recorded. Can you guys hear me on the line?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Okay. Very good. Because I'm actually experimenting. I'm actually using my my droid, my Evo, and with the headset, which makes things much more comfortable. So hopefully, what's that?
Can actually hear you a lot better.
You can actually hear a lot better than I was on the other phone. Okay, terrific. That's great. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask if anyone has any questions that you can start sending them to Tony@StatenIslandSlimDown.com. Once again, that's Tony@StatenIslandSlimDown.com. And what I'm going to do here is I'm actually going to... I'm going to mute everyone, so you don't have to go to the mute button. I'm going to mute everyone, and then I'm going to ask our guest to hit how do you mute again?
Star six,
right. So yep. No one else do that. I'm just going to ask for our guest after I mute. So I'm going to go mute. Yes, so now our guest can hit star six. Yes, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. So with no further ado, I want to take time to introduce our guest for this evening. Her name is Carmen Abercrombie. And her website is actually titled sharingthebliss.com. And Carmen is a health and wellness coach, among other things, an entrepreneur, as well as a preferer of many potions and lotions that are developed in order to help to heal and develop your body, mind, and soul. I'm so glad to refer to this woman as a not just a friend, but a family friend. Every time we see each other, we refer to each other as brother and sister, and she is like a spiritual sister to me. And also, a great advocate for health and wellness. I've had the pleasure of knowing Carmen for over 20 years, and I've been extremely, extremely impressed with her commitment to health and wellness, and primarily Christian holistic wellness. And I'm happy to have her on the line and have her share her story with you. And so, with no further ado, Carmen Abercrombie, please say hello to our listeners this evening.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Staten Island Slim Down people. It's an honor and a privilege to be here. Thank you so much, Tony. That was really a lovely introduction.
And you know, apropos.
Yeah, you know how I feel about you. You rock, Tony.
Well, we're working hard and doing our best here. And, again, I couldn't have thought about anybody who was going to be better and have more expertise in the topic that we're going to be discussing tonight. There's a lot of information out there about detoxing, and people are detoxing for many different reasons, whether it be for spiritual cleansing, mm-hmm. for health, wellness, for weight loss. And this lady here really is truly an expert about that. So can you just give us a description or an explanation of what detox actually is?
Yes, definitely. It's funny because I not too long ago realized that a lot of people, when you say detox, they're really thinking about detoxing oneself from drugs. And that's why for a long time when I would mention the word detox, a lot of people would frown or they would have like a scurried look on their face because they really did not know, you know, the diversities of detox. They just had that one-track mind that it just meant to get off of drugs. And, yes, that is a form of detox. But really, in a nutshell, detoxing, to make it just very simple, it's just ridding your body of toxins. So that's really what a detox is. There's several levels of detoxing. And, you know, depending on what your needs are, that would be the level that you would go through. But if you really want to heal your body, it's best to go through all of the levels of detoxing, and that way you will have uprooted whatever is causing the illness.
Now, I mean, is that, if you don't mind sharing, I mean, if it's something you're not comfortable with, then please don't feel obligated to do so. But, you know, one of the things that I was able to kind of experience before and after of it is how you use detoxing in order to get yourself healthy from a pretty debilitating condition.
Yes. Actually, I believe that I had that experience so that I can be at the place where I am now to share. Lots of times people, they're like, okay, I understand what you're saying, but I don't really relate to it because you're not giving me any experience behind it. So what I call my cocoon experience was my illness. I don't refer to it as an illness. I refer to it as a cocoon experience because within that experience, I was able to come out like a whole new person, as if I had a rebirth, if you will. And that was without drugs, Tony. I think you know that I decided to go the holistic route in healing my body. I actually had a rare toxemia, and so that's why detoxing is kind of important to me. But I was able to heal my body holistically without drugs, and that was because I chose to detox my body. For about 2 decades, I've been teaching holistic wellness, and I understood the importance of detoxing, but I was like the average person. Like, I knew it was something that I needed to do, but I kept finding reasons why I did not go all the way through the process. So I would do what a lot of people do. I did the lemonade diet. I would try to sustain from sugar as much as I could, but I was addicted to sugar, and that was one of the problems. I was addicted to sugar, and I had no idea. I thought I was eating healthy, but I really was not. And again, that's another something that you consider on levels, like how healthy is healthy. There's so many levels of eating healthy, and I had to learn that myself the hard way. But when I was in my deepest cocoon experience, I knew that the only way I could heal my body was to detox my body and to detox my mind, because I knew that it was my mind and my emotions that got me sick. That was the root of my illness, which is the root of most all illnesses. And a lot of what I will be saying may be radical to a lot of people because I teach on a different level that is not really taught, that you don't really hear when you're watching television, unless you're watching a special program. I call the world a matrix, basically, and in the matrix, you're not really taught that you are what you eat. You hear that on a certain level, but you don't really understand how deep that really goes until you are sick and you choose not to take drugs to get healthy. Now you know the only way you're going to get healthy is what you put in your mouth and what you don't put in your mouth. So I decided to detox my mind and my body. I watched the words that I spoke, and I only spoke healing, loving words to myself. I spoke to my blood cells. I spoke to my body on a daily basis. I took the word of God like medicine as well. But the most, and that was extremely important, but aside from that, what I did was I got rid of all of uncooked food and started eating living food, because I understood for a long time that life begets life. And if you are ill, you want to put life in your body. You don't want to put anything else dead in your body. So the only way I could heal my blood was to put as much life in my body as possible. So that's why when I talk about detoxing and I say detoxing on different levels, since then I've come up with a nutritional bridge. I call it a integrative nutritional bridge, and I call the steps towards that bridge good, better, best, and beyond. So I knew that I had to go the beyond, and I'll explain that in detail a little later, but I knew that I had to go all the way to the end of the bridge, the beyond, the good and the better and the beyond, which was raw vegan food and juicing. And the reason why the juicing was important was because when I was at my weakest, I was down to like 80 pounds. I was so weak. I really did not have the energy to chew the food. And when you juice, that's like one of the most concentrated ways to get the nutrition into your blood, the quickest way, because you don't have to spend any time digesting it. As soon as your juice, living juice, hits your mouth, it starts to break down and it goes into your bloodstream, which is quite interesting. So that's what I did. Now, the kicker was, though, Tony, and I think this is extremely important, and this is something that is very, very big on big for me when I explain detoxing. And again, this is radical because most people don't know how important it is. But when I was healing my body with the living food, you know, Anthony, my husband, he was taking care of my store at the time, and so he would come home to feed me. And so he would make these beautiful salads. He would make the smoothies for me. He would juice for me. But I kept telling him I needed organic food. I needed organic food. But instead of giving me organic food, he would just give me regular greens and fruit. So, again, I didn't have the energy to really do anything about it, so I was just happy that he was feeding me and that I wasn't starving. But what happened was my skin was starting to go through this unbelievable, it was like, I mean, I would have been the perfect specimen, for a dermatologist. They would have gone ballistic just looking at what was going on with my skin. I mean, things were happening that I rarely talk about because they were so horrifying, but like what one thing was, my skin would just split open, and it was just like it would just split open like crazy stuff. I was in chronic pain. So I did speak to a blood specialist, and I made an appointment. I could barely put on any clothes because anything touching my skin was just, it was excruciatingly painful, but I managed to put on some clothing and go to see her. She does dark field microscopic work, and that is how, that's when you look at the blood and you really see what's going on with the person, what's going on with the blood cells. And they don't do these tests in regular hospitals, so you need a special blood specialist to do this. And when she checked my blood, we were looking at the blood on the screen, and it was unbelievable. My blood was filled with toxins. It was overloaded with toxins. And she said, "Are you eating a lot of fruits and vegetables that aren't organic?" And I said, "Yes, I am. That's all I'm eating." She says, "Oh my God, Carmen, you have your blood is so full of pesticides."
Oh, really? And you can tell that from the analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, you could see it. I mean, it was a mess. And I was so happy that Anthony, my husband, was there at the time, because that was his confirmation. Because he was like the average person that believes, okay, how bad can inorganic be? You know, I've eaten inorganic all my life. It's not gonna. It hasn't killed me yet. It hasn't killed my parents or their parents. So why is it such a big deal for me? But and because that was all I was eating, living food, I was getting like tons of it in my blood. So and that was the explanation as to why my skin was doing the weird things like that it was doing. And so we immediately started to we went online and started ordering organic food because we didn't, you know that much about shopping at the health food store, you know, whether they would have what we needed. But since then, that's the only place I shop at the health food store. So basically, that was my story. After I started eating the organic fruits and vegetables, and I was able to heal my body. And so I am here to talk about it now because I detoxed my body.
Now, was there anyone, let's say the physician or whoever else that you were working with, was there anyone that recommended that you start taking drugs? Let's use the proper terminology because I don't want to put anyone in the wrong impression. Was there anyone that they recommended that you should try to start utilizing some type of medication in order to overcome this problem?
Definitely.
Okay.
And I knew that was going to be the case. I mean, I tread very carefully when I say this because, like I said, I am a bit radical. But I knew that I could heal my body naturally. I knew that if I detoxed my body, I would not need the drugs. And I still believe that I don't care, you know, how serious the illness is. You can heal your body by detoxing. You can heal your body with food. However, there is something called integrative approach to healing, and there, which means that you see a regular physician and you listen to them and you use your own wisdom, but then you go on and you see a doctor of Chinese medicine or a holistic practitioner who's going to look at you as a whole, holistically, and check your blood and check your eyes and check things that a regular doctor won't check and get to the root of the illness. And I knew that if I went to a regular doctor, they were going to send me down that rabbit hole with the drugs, and I did not want the drug. So I did go to one doctor who was I told him in advance that I was holistic, and he was very respectful of that. But I wanted to have it documented. So I did go to a doctor, and he it wasn't much he could do because I wasn't going to take any drugs anyway. But I knew that I would have needed steroids, and I would have been on a nerve medication, something, a sedative, just to calm me down and allow me to sleep and to rest without pain. So, and pain medication, to say the least. So, and of course, antibiotics because of the toxemia. So that's basically what they would have given me.
Someone made that recommendation.
Not really. To be honest with you, I knew what the recommendations would have been just from my own experience, because my situation was that what the medical profession usually does, if they can't find a name for what you have, they'll put you in a category, and then okay, well you have autoimmune disorder. You know, and it was an autoimmune disorder, but, I mean, that spread so far and wide. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, it wasn't specifically lupus or whatever, but so they would not have really been able to identify it, so they probably would have just put me in, you know, in a category and then just giving me the medication that they normally give. But the reality is most illnesses are a result of toxemia. I mean, that's where most illnesses come from, a toxic body. That's why it's so vital that we detox. We detox on a consistent basis. And that's another reason why I came up with that integrative bridge, because a lot of people may not be ready to do a juice fast. They may not even be ready to become a raw vegan, and they may not be ready to become a vegetarian. But they can start with, if they cannot get rid of that meat or can't stop eating meat right now, to eat healthier meat. So
right.
The beginning of the integrative, of my integrative bridge, is called good food. And good food consists of cooked organic food, but you can eat meat. You can eat free-range chicken or grass-fed beef, wild-caught, you know, fish, that kind of thing. Because at least you're not getting those toxins in your body. You know what I mean? If you can at least sustain from the food, the meat that's shot up with the steroids and all of the antibiotics, you are doing a form of detox. That is detoxing.
Well, you know, it's interesting to bring that up. One of the things you talked about before, when you talked about being, you know, somewhat radical, I wanted to make sure that we acknowledge for the listeners that it, even though it may be something that you're not familiar with, Bernie Siegel did studies of the intention of health and wellness. And it was, when I say Bernie Siegel, I'm referring to Dr. Bernie Siegel.
Yes.
And he talked about the power of intention as it pertains to people who are looking to get well, and how positive thoughts and the emanation of that and the manifestation of those powerful thoughts or positive thoughts actually results in healthier cells.
Yes.
And so this was coming from scientific research. And when you talk about that part, I mean, it's not really out there. There's scientific research that backs it. And yes. Just to comment on what you were talking about in terms of good, and I'm loving the fact that you are mentioning that there is, like what you refer to, that integrative bridge, because I'm actually reading the book now called Skinny Bitch. Have you read that book at all?
No, I heard about it, but I haven't.
It's actually quite good. And it takes on almost a militaristic point of view in terms of how people can get involved with detoxing and as they migrate towards the a vegan lifestyle. And for most of the book, I haven't finished reading it. I'm almost done with it yet. But it's almost like saying that if you're not living that kind of lifestyle, that you're stupid.
Yeah, I love that. I got to get that book.
Yeah, it really does, and it's actually quite entertaining.
Yes.
But many people, and I'm not a vegan. I'm definitely a proponent of high quality food, which is you know, I guess what you're referring to when you're talking about bridging the gap from eating crap into being good and better and then beyond. But I think that's a really good point that you bring up, that you said that there's a first level, that it's not just all about living a raw food vegan lifestyle, but there is a form of detox that just comes from eating higher quality food.
Yes. Yes. And the thing is, you start where you can. After the good is the better, and the better is cooked organic vegan cuisine. Cooked organic vegan cuisine. That's better. Good was the cooked organic food that included meat, that was, you know, organic meat. So the better is we sustain from the meat. And then best is the organic, the raw organic vegan cuisine. After that is the beyond, and beyond is the extracted organic juices. Now, I understand that there's different blood types that they have proven that certain blood types do better with meat and that kind of thing. And so, you know, because I understand the integrative approach to wellness, that's cool. But my take on it is this. It doesn't matter whether you are of this blood type or that blood type. Everyone needs to have a certain amount of time that they go, that they sustain from meat, that they sustain from cooked food, because that is the only way you're going to get to that deeper level of detoxification. When you cook food, you already cause it to become toxic. When your food is live, your food feeds you. And when you're putting organic, raw, living food in your body, it's healing you. So if you have been eating meat all of your life, your body is going to need to take a break. There's toxins in our bodies that we must get rid of. And what happens is they hang around the fat cells. They stay in fat cells, which is another reason why it's so difficult for us to lose weight, because we have not detoxed. Until you detox, you will really have a yo-yo situation, because the fat cells will come back because of the toxins in your body. So until you take the time and just say, you know what, I'm just going to go through a 28-day or 21-day detox and just go all the way through it, you are going to always crave that hamburger. You're going to always crave that pizza, because your cells are made of that hamburger. Your cells are made of that pizza. You don't just have a pizza and say, okay, well, I'm going to eliminate it, and it won't be in my system after 24, 48 hours. Not so. That pizza becomes a part of you. So imagine all the pizzas, all the hamburgers, all of the French fries, all of the steaks that you've eaten year after year. They are a part of you. And until you start to detox and clean out your system, and like I said, deeper cleansing, if you really want to clean out your system and change the structure, your cellular structure, where you can become a whole new person, then you would go through that detox where you get to the end of the bridge and you're eating organic food that's raw and eating salads and living food. And what I do is, just not to freak people out and scare them up, I teach people how to prepare living, organic, raw food that is so delicious, and you wouldn't even know that the food is not cooked. I mean, I even teach people how to make hamburgers, quote-unquote hamburgers, with a food dehydrator. So because I know realistically that you can't tell a person to not have a hamburger, not have and pizza. I do make raw pizzas too, and not have a pizza and not give them an option. It's not going to happen.
Right.
But if you can hang in there long enough to do that detox. Go through the whole process of a detox. What's going to happen is you're not going to crave that other food. I call it matrix food. You're not going to crave that matrix food as much anymore, because your cells are dying, and the new cells that are developing are being developed with that clean food, with the fruits, with the vegetables, with the living food. You understand what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Because when most of the time when people are talking about detox, Someone is on the line. Can you put star 6? Thank you. But that when we talk about detox, very often we're referring to detox as a detoxification of the digestive tract, the digestive system.
Yes.
But you're actually referring to it as detoxification on a cellular level.
Yes.
I mean, I was just having a conversation with someone earlier today when we were talking about detoxification, not detoxification, but the fact that when you consume something, those cells are actually being utilized to create a new body. It's like taking bricks, bringing them to the construction site, and those bricks are actually going to be, you know, the walls are made of bricks, the foundation made of concrete. So you bring that material, and that's what the building is composed of when it's completed.
Yes, absolutely. That's it in a nutshell. So that's why the detoxing is so vital, because until you go through the process of a detox, you're going to continue to crave the things that are making you fat. So it's funny. It's like once you – and it's about discipline, and it's about saying, you know what, my health is worth this time. I'm not going to die. If you were in the hospital because, God forbid, because you had an accident or something and you were on intravenous and you couldn't even eat solid food, you would be forced to not eat. So it is not that much of a hardship to go through a detox, especially the detox that, you know, if you can find one or consider even the one that I'm doing, the 28-day body and soul detox is the detox that I teach. And again, it's not a starvational detox. It starts off, the first 7 days of the detox is all about soul work. It's about, again, detoxing the mind, getting uprooting the emotional issues, the thoughts and the mindsets that probably got you sick in the first place. And they're deep.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, too, because it's, and this is also, I love the science of this whole thing, too, is that from a scientific standpoint, is that the stress and all the other complications that happen in your life are actually releasing hormones and enzymes that lead to illness. The MMA has said that. And it's 75 to 80% of all preventable illnesses are stress-related. So when you talk about detoxification in your mind, we call it a mental diet.
Yes.
So when we do the mental diet, part of the mental diet is that, as we know, we've had these conversations before in the past, but the mental diet is that I'm going to take a week, 2 weeks, 30 days, whatever it is, where I will make the decision that I will not make a negative comment and or make any type of statement that is anything less than positive, motivational, inspirational, and nurturing.
Beautiful.
And it's a very challenging thing because we're exposed to so not just toxic chemicals, but so much toxic thoughts, which in turn release toxicity within the system.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why, to me, a true detox is both soul and body. It's body and soul. You know, that's what a true detox is because, like you just said, if you can be detoxing your body of food that you should not be eating or food that's unhealthy, but you're thinking thoughts and you're still calling yourself fat, you're still you still hate the way you look, and you tell people, I hate the way I look. Oh, I have such a stressful life. Oh, I have so many issues I'm dealing with. And you're constantly verbalizing the things that you don't want instead of speaking life to your life, speaking life to your circumstances. And until you learn to detox your words and detox your emotions, you will probably continue to have physical issues that you don't want. So it is, yeah, it again, with speaking about being radical in that you may have to stop watching certain television shows. You may have to sustain from even listening to certain music. You may have to get away from certain friends.
Exactly. Refrain from being around certain people. Carmen, hold that thought, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute us again.
Okay.
And then I'm going to ask you to come back on, all right?
Okay.
Okay, Carmen, can you please push star 6 and come back on the line? Are you with us? So, Carmen, can you push star 6 and come back on the line? Are you with us? Let me try this again.
Okay, can you hear me?
Okay, I'm going to try it again.
Okay. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine now. Just had some background noise I wanted to address. And that's a big thing that we're talking about before, because the detoxification really is a change in lifestyle and or a process of which leads to a change in lifestyle, which leads me up to a question.
Yes.
It says, is cleansing a lifestyle, meaning the food you eat, and or is it something that you can do on a regular basis, meaning monthly or weekly?
Yes. Is it something that you – the first part of the question was, is cleansing a lifestyle?
Right. In parentheses, the food you eat, or is it something you do on a regular basis?
Yes, it's actually – definitely. It's both. Because, like I was saying before, if you choose to stop eating, if you first of all just start eating organic food, just make that decision. You have decided.
Can you define organic food for us?
Yes, organic food is food that has not been sprayed with pesticides, herbicides. It has not been chemically treated, and it has not been genetically engineered. Unfortunately, I just have to tell it like it is. Unfortunately, most supermarkets have the percentage of food that you really should be eating in there is very small, because even when you're – like we used to circle the supermarket. We used to – when we called ourselves being really healthy, we would just eat shop around the outside, which meant, you know, the produce and mostly the produce section. But the thing is, if the food isn't organic, you're still putting those pesticides in your body. So it depends. Now, and the thing is, 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, if I spoke about this, it would be like in one ear and out the other. But today, people are listening more, because how many people know at least two people who have cancer? You know, I mean, and let's not even talk about diabetes and the other autoimmune diseases and on and on and on. And so, I mean, the cancers are just ridiculous. Even if you just took a little time to think for a minute, you would start to ponder and realize that something's not right here. What's going on? You have to make that connection to the food that we're eating with what's going on in our bodies. We've lost that connection, and you have to make that connection. So
right, and there's a lot of documentaries out there. Like, again, I know Kim refers to me, as you know, as Conspiracy Brother, because
Anthony,
your husband, and you know, we've had so many different conversations regarding this stuff, and now you're seeing there's so many documentaries that are surfacing.
Yes.
You know, Super Size Me was the first one. And even Super Size Me is only like is scratching the surface. Killer at Large is one. King Korn, The Truth About Food, another one. The Beautiful Truth. I don't know if you've seen that one. The Beautiful Truth, which talks about the Gerson Method, which actually refers to how people are utilizing their lifestyle, starting with the nutrition, as a means of healing. As a matter of fact, I think it was Hippocrates who said that let your food be your medicine,
and thy medicine,
and thy medicine be thy food.
Be thy food, yes. Absolutely. And the Food Inc. and Food Matters, I mean, it's out
food
there.
Matters,
and, and my membership site, I have several of those movies on there now because, like you said, it's out there. It's out there, and the word is getting out, but it's getting out. It's not getting out fast enough. You know, that's the thing. A lot of people, most of us have to just reprogram our thinking. Initially, the first thing that comes out of one's mouth when someone mentions organic is, are you kidding me? That is too expensive. I have a lot of kids. I have I can't afford it. I'm on a fixed income. I cannot afford it. But the reality is you really can't you can't not afford it. I mean, because especially if you're sick. But the thing is, what I realize is that I mean, I got on this lifestyle after we had already closed our retail store. So we really didn't have any income coming in when we decided to go 100% organic. But where there's a will, there's a way. When you're willing to do the work, God makes it work. And it just so happens, like, we were able to afford it. We were just able to. And that's what happens. You find a way. You start to co-op. You start to get together with some other friends, and you buy things in bulk. There's a lot of creativity that can come from a desire.
Well, and, you know, you make a good point. As before, I had someone who was, I was teaching a class, I was at CSI and Wagner both this week, and we were talking about nutrition. Now, I want you to understand this, people who are listening. When I teach the personal trainer certification course, it's a 30-hour course. And within the 30 hours, we spend about 45 minutes talking about nutrition. Okay? Wow. Now, within the curriculum for medical school, unless it's recently changed, as I have quite a few physician friends.
Yes.
The requirement for nutrition for med school is 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
It's 3 hours.
Oh,
so what I find is interesting is that when I'm speaking, you know, because I've got a bunch of certifications in nutrition, and when I'm speaking to physicians, it's most of the time I'll find that I know just as much, or, well, in actuality, the vast majority of the time, I'll know much more than they know.
Mm.
And it's not taken away from the physicians, because I have a high, high, high degree of respect for what they can do. But what we're finding now is that the more progressive physicians are really getting back to what the essence of Hippocrates, what his feelings were, which was, again, is that rather than maintaining, rather than having sick care, is that we really have true health care, which is preventative.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm so glad that you said that, Tony, because you answered a question that's been on my mind for the longest, and that is, why don't physicians talk more about the preventative aspect of wellness in terms of food when, whether it's diabetes, you know, they just skim the surface. Oh, well, stay off the sugar. Sustain from a whole lot of, I don't know. I mean, it's very little that they tell. They tell people, and I couldn't understand it. I started to think it was a conspiracy as well, but that makes it very clear to me. If they don't have it in their curriculum, why would they know?
Right.
I mean, why would they know? It's up to us. And that's another thing. We have become so so complacent, and we put our health completely in the care of the physician, and we are no longer taking the responsibility. It is our responsibility to say, I have to change what I am eating. And depending on what your circumstances are, that depends on how seriously you have to change. But anybody who is going through a physical illness really do need to detox. That's
right. I mean, if you think about it, in most cases, in many cases, hypertension can be regulated, made under control, eliminated through what?
Food.
Nutrition,
mm-hmm.
exercise,
yeah.
right? Diabetes, nutrition, exercise, hypertension, nutrition,
and exercise.
Mm-hmm. Many of what is being referred to as chronic. Chronic inflammation, nutrition,
yes.
exercise.
Yes.
Chronic fatigue, nutrition, exercise. And again, I'm not taking anything away from medicine, because I definitely believe if your doctor is prescribing something, then you follow what the physician's recommendation is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that, Tony. I really wanted to make that disclaimer that when you are detoxing, that you definitely want, and you are already in the, I was going to say the medical matrix, but anyway, if you are already, you know, being seen by a doctor, by a physician, you want to make sure that they know what you're doing, and you never, ever want to take yourself off the medication. Once you have, you know, gone down that rabbit hole, once you just started to, you know, once you are already on medication, you want to be monitored, and you don't want to get, you know, take yourself off of the medication. But what's going to happen is once you begin to continue the detoxing process, changing, you know, what you're eating, eating more living food, eating more healthier food, your doctor is going to start taking that medication down because you're not going to need it as much.
Right. And I'm going to tell you something. If for those of you on the line, if you have today's Advance, they did a profile on two of the people who were participating in the Staten Island Swim Down, and it was specifically, I'm paging through it here, it was specifically about two people who are, who either have eliminated their medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Lifestyle changes help two slim down contestants beat diabetes. I will repeat that. Lifestyle
Whoa.
Changes help two slim down contestants beat diabetes. Once and again, what's the miracle here is not just the fact that they did it, but the addendum to the miracle is that we're only in our eighth week.
Wow. That is fantastic.
Right. So we're talking about within 7 weeks.
Woo.
Within 7 weeks. And again, is there anything radical that's been going on here? I mean, basically, if you look at the coaching calls have been, you know, I've been kind of, you know, mixing some of this stuff with, you know, with life lessons, and, you know, some people wanted to get directly to the exercise, which is fine, but directly to how we should eat and what we should eat. But, you know, these folks who are doing this have been totally coachable. And I've been really excited and said, look, the time period is going to go by. I'm going to utilize the time wisely. And then this was their detox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they started to sustain from things that they were eating before that caused them to be in the situation that they were in, and they started tweaking.
Yeah.
I mean, tweaking, changing is a form of detoxing because you are starting to rid your body of toxins. It's as simple as that. Like I said, I have the 28-day body and soul detox. One is actually starting. My next one is starting this Friday, and you can find out about that on the website, sharingthebliss.com. But and the next one after that is going to be on May 13th. But and that's just so that you can have some support and you can have. You can follow a routine that will make it doable. The cooking class that I teach, a raw food cooking class, and the Meals That Heal cooking classes will show you how you can switch out the sugars and the – because, you know, Tony, you haven't tasted them yet, but I make the most delicious cakes and cookies without sugar, flour, butter, eggs – and they are delicious. I mean, anybody that's come to any of my classes, they are stunned.
I have to disagree with you, only in the fact that I did taste your cookies because you did bring some over.
That's right.
I remember I started asking for more. Yes, you did. I have tasted
your
cookies.
Right, no eggs, no butter, no sugar. And that's the thing. It's like, okay, I'm going to prove to you that you can eat delicious food and detox.
Right.
So that's what this detox is about. It's about eating delicious food, but you're still detoxing. And it's not until the last week that we get, you know, that we sustain from solid food, and then we just do the juicing for a week. But
right.
Other than that, it's very gradual. So anyone
right.
can do it, and it includes the cookbook and the 28-Day Body and Soul Detox book.
So let me ask you a question, because let's say I'm sitting at home, and you know, most of these folks here are in the swim down, so they're probably doing a little bit better than they have done in the past, and they're exploring and they're dedicated. But let's say that I'm that person who is not part of swim down, and I've kind of just been eating as I'd like to, and now I hear about this detox thing and I want to get started. What's going to happen? What should I expect?
You should expect a life transformation. And I know that sounds like too good to be true, but it really is. And that's why I'm so honored to have Karen Wheeler who was a client of mine, a two-time Grammy Award winner, talking about her experience with the detox and how that she said it actually it transformed her life. And that's what a detox can do. You should expect to feel lighter in every aspect of your life because toxins weigh you down. You're going to be so informed because there's so much information that, you know, they say what you don't know won't hurt you. That's a lie because we are being hurt. We are hurting physically, and it's not necessary because it's so simple. These are such simple, practical steps. It really is so doable, but if you don't know what to do, it doesn't mean anything. So the information is vital as well.
Right. But I'm saying that if I get started, what's going to happen? I mean, I'd like to say what's going to happen physically, and what would be the essence? What should I expect as to the beginning of the process.
Okay. Well, the beginning of the process, like I said, you want to do the inner work first because the inner work is going to prepare you and make you strong for the physical work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to take the time and do the physical work. So that's why we have the first 7 days you go inward, and we have lots of materials that you fill out and you get through all of that stuff. And then once you get through that, then the second week you start to be sustained from meat, and you're eating. Now you're going to experience eating food that does not have, you know, no, just no flesh, when it's just organic. When you start eating organic food, what you're going to see is you're going to find if you had, like, low-level headaches, they're going to be gone. You're going to feel just a better, just a general sense of well-being. You know, so that's what's going to happen at that stage, but you're still eating cooked food, but the food is delicious. And then after that, when you take away the cooked food and you're eating living food, now all of a sudden you're going to start to buzz. You're going to have so much more energy. When you're not, when your digestive system is not being bogged down with all of the work of breaking down that food, it can start to heal you now. It could start to give, it says, okay, I don't have to spend all that energy digesting all of this food. Now I can give him or her some energy, extra energy. She won't have to sleep as long. You know, she'll sleep better. She won't have to, she won't be as edgy. And one of the things that is so phenomenal once you get to the, after that week and now you're starting to juice, is that you have a better disposition. It's like, again, life begets life. Life is lovely. Life is bright. Life is beautiful. When your body is filled with life and light, you feel better. You have a better feeling about life. Depression starts to go. It starts to wean. You start feeling happier. Huh. I mean, isn't that phenomenal?
Absolutely. And I would assume you talk about how it affects your digestive tract. It probably gives your pancreas such a big break, too.
Yes. Yes.
Because there's no need for you to secrete so much insulin.
Yes.
And in turn, I mean, I'm just looking at this from a scientific and biomechanical basis, is that if you're allowing that pancreas to relax from having to produce so much insulin, then the other pancreatic, the other major pancreatic hormone, glucagon, which helps to release body fat, is going to probably allow itself to be a little bit more active and help you in the with a long term weight loss process.
Sure,
because I'm assuming that, you know, when
like
people
that.
It just makes sense that when you have, you know, and I'm not trying to think that people should detox specifically for weight loss, because one of the things that I have, and again, I'm a big amateur when it comes to this, because most stuff I know about detox is things that I've learned and heard from you. And, you know, part of what I always believe is that people should not necessarily detox specifically for the purpose of weight loss, because in my mind it sounds too much like a diet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's something they go on and go off, which is like, okay, which in turn ends up, I lost the weight, okay, good. Now I'm off that diet. Let me go back and do what I did before, as compared to utilizing a detox as a means of a lifestyle change.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is, yes, that's so true. However, the interesting thing is with a detox, you can't go wrong with a detox. It's so different from a diet, whereas a diet, you're still, you know, lots of times it's a fad diet. Sometimes you're just, you know, low carbs, high carbs, this and that and the other thing. But you're not healing your body. You're not giving your body the nutrients. You're not resting your body. When you detox, you are doing such a good thing that even if you do it with the mindset of I'm doing this detox to lose weight, as long as you're not like fasting just to and sustaining from food, but you are doing it smart, where you are eating lots of fruits and vegetables, organic fruits and vegetables. You're doing green smoothies. You're juicing. You're eating great salads. If you did that for a week and then went back to eating hamburgers, that's a whole lot better than never doing it, because every time you do that, they say that whenever you do a fast, you're actually adding years to your life. adding years to your life because your body doesn't have to work as hard to assimilate and break down toxins that it doesn't even identify.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when we eat food that is not whole food. When we're not eating whole food, most of that food has so many chemicals in it. The body does so much work. Our poor bodies, it does so much work trying to figure out what the heck is this they put in my in me. And that work wears the body down. So now you're going to give it whole food for a week. Hey, there's nothing wrong in that. That is awesome. The more you can do that, the better.
Gotcha. And what happens all the time when you and I start to talk, the time starts to fly by.
Oh my gosh!
But before that, we wrap up. I do have a couple of questions.
Yes.
It says what to expect during a detox as a non-slim down member, but also what about those of us who are on the slim down? So those of us who are doing the slim down, I'm assuming that you're doing the slim down how it's been programmed by what I put. What do you think? Now, what happens is that there's a lot of folks have been doing things pre-slim down that have just been, can be referred to as conventional, American eating, where it's a lot more packaged food, obviously, non-organic eating. And then now what we've done in the slim down is we've had them start to make better food choices.
Yes.
Right? And you kind of understand what my philosophies are. And, I'm not a vegan. I do definitely understand the benefits of eating, in that manner. So we've incorporated now people are eating more vegetables, they're eating more high-quality food.
That's right.
More food in a natural state. So let's say someone who's made that transition, what would their expectation be now if they decided that they want to kind of graduate to do that?
I got you. Well, first of all, I applaud everyone for the levels that they have gotten to thus far. I mean, I'm just so proud of everybody and so thrilled to see the determination that people are, they're really doing it. They really want to do this, and they're doing it. So if you've already gotten to that point where you've changed your eating and now you're eating, you followed Tony's teachings on how to eat leaner meat and eat more vegetables, and I know he has some awesome rocking videos that teach you those things. That's beautiful. That means that you're moving forward. So it's going to be so much easier and beneficial for you to go on and do a detox in the midst of this. Just decide when you want to do it. You can join us on Friday at St. Philip's Church. Go on the website or just decide on what you want to do, when you want to do it, and go for it. Decide that you're going to. It really, you do need information, and that's why I say definitely go on the website, because I also have free recipes when you sign up for the on the website, and then I can send you a lot more information. But you do want to detox because, like I was saying at the beginning of the talk, the fat cells, toxins stay in the fat cells. So in order to get rid of those fat cells, get rid of the fat, it's best to start detoxing. And even if you do it every season, quarterly even, you can do quarterly detox. But each time you do it, your body's going to get healthier and healthier, and the fat will naturally start to melt off when you detox. It's just a natural thing because you're not eating a lot of dead calories. You're eating consciously.
Right.
So you're already eating consciously, but what you're doing is you're taking a certain amount of time where you're just filling your body with living food. Just long enough to get rid of all of the toxins that every one of us who live in America has, you know, antibiotics from the foods, the from the animals, the hormones, the fluoride, the heavy metals, the artificial sweeteners, the what else, the food dyes, the pollutions, the vaccinations, the medications,
preservatives,
all of that stuff is in you. You want to get that out. You just want to get as much of it out as often as possible. So you do that one detox, like I said, and then go back if you want to. Once you go do that detox, what happens is most people that do the 28-day body and soul detox that I offer, they usually don't go back to the way they ate before. They
right.
usually say, okay, I'm going to start eating more living food, and I'll just eat 10% the way I used to eat before.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Because they feel so much, you feel so much better from just that short amount of time that you don't want to feel the way you felt before.
Right. It's almost like you don't know how bad you feel until you stop feeling that way.
Exactly.
But I get you. Well, you know what? We definitely have to wrap up. We've gone over time, and
okay.
So I'm going to ask you if you had any questions for Carmen. That you reach out to her. You can reach out to her in a couple of ways. She's actually a member of the Staten Island Slim Down Facebook group. Easy to find. If you're a member of Facebook, you go to Facebook, and then you choose, in your search, you choose Staten Island Slim Down. It'll take you to the group. If you're not a member, you can become a member simply by signing up. Also, you can get the information from Carmen by visiting her website, which is sharingthebliss.com, sharingthebliss.com. So, Carmen, I want to thank you so much for being on the call.
Oh, thank you, Tony. And you know what? I forgot to give a shout-out to Jennifer. Jennifer, who's doing a detox as well at JTC.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even have that paper in front of me. Gosh. But her phone number is, can I give her phone number?
Sure, shoot.
347-609-3861. And she's also doing a detox. So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad I got a chance to align you two because Jennifer is a great lady, too, and she's been very helpful with the Staten Island Slim Down. So with that, I want to thank you so much for being part of it. I want to thank all our callers and even the people who are listening to this recording after it's been done. I want to thank you for your attention and your time. And I'm going to end this presentation the same way I end all of them, with the words that categorize my feeling about anyone who's in pursuit of any changes, and that is, remember to put your heart and soul in your goal. So I want to say good night to everyone.
Good night.
And take care. God bless.
Thank you.